When Debbie and I attack the flower bed, you see how I view this sort of thing. Or in years past, the garden, I'm the helpmeet. She leads and I follow. Yet even I can appreciate good soil over a shallow spot full of weeds or a rocky path. Thus it is with parables. They rest upon the very fabric and familiar doings of common life, so that not only the Old and New Testaments testify to Jesus and his kingdom, but at Christ's bidding, all the world, which exists by and for him, is a parable which tells us of the kingdom. Behold, the sower went out to sow. Who is the sower and what is the seed? As Christ is physician and medicine, priest and victim, redeemer and redemption, doorkeeper and door, so he is sower and seed. For the gospel is nothing else than Christ incarnate, born, preaching, dying, rising, sending the Holy Spirit, collecting the church, sanctifying and guiding it. How amazing it is that Christ is sower and seed. For the gospel is our salvation. The seed is our life. Can we even imagine a parallel? That a person might be the singer and the song, the player and the game, the seamstress and the garment. How wonderful is this seed that is planted in us, that we are born again imperishable by the living and abiding Word of God. Jesus Christ has come down from heaven into our hearts and lives and abides in us. You are the ones on whom seed was sown on the good ground, if you have understanding. That is all that is said about the good soil. The word comes with understanding and therefore bears fruit. Only through increased understanding of God's love for us in Christ Jesus does our faith grow and we bear fruit. It is toward this goal that all of Lutheran worship moves with her hymns, her liturgy, her preaching and sacraments. Increased understanding. Never is the goal mere emotions, never is it shallow sentimentality. The psalmist writes, God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Through Jeremiah, God says, I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, writes the preacher. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live, praise the psalmist. And then John testifies, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, that we may know him who is true. This is the true God and eternal life. Yet in the case of the Israelites, Jesus quotes himself, Isaiah, you will keep hearing, but will not understand. By God's grace, we find ourselves on good soil when the seed is sown. It is by the Spirit's power that you have grasped the nature of the kingdom of heaven, so that the seed has taken root in your heart and is growing and bearing fruit. Your understanding increases. Sorrow over your sinfulness and faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. This is not to say that good soil cannot become trampled down, even eroded or thorn infested. Some of this goes on in each of us. We are in need of constant cultivation. The removal of weeds is a must. If we were all always like a sponge that drinks it all that it receives, and then expresses it to others, what instruments of grace we would be. Sometimes we're more like a strainer that retains only the dregs, or like a sieve that retains only the bran. Sometimes even God's word is unable to penetrate our lives. We can become worn down and made barren by the constant passage of evil thoughts. So it was with King David, of whose situation Solomon writes in Proverbs 6. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Satan comes and steals the word away, gobbling it up off the beaten path. The rich soil so easily erodes. Without diligent instruction, we lose the deep roots we once had to stand firm, and how we must fight off the thorns, the lure of the flesh, and the lust of life. I wonder if any of us realizes how choked we have already become, that unless we loosen the noose that is around us, that so closely entangles us, the cares of this world, and throw off the deception of riches, we cannot survive. How shallow and perverse is a nation that looks the other way while the unborn are slain and winks when the most powerful of men is found taking forbidden fruit from one entrusted to his care. And what is it then for a synod from its very head to stand with Baal's prophets and not against them, if not a Lewinsky of our own? Those with understanding will continue to repent. Thanks be to God that Jesus has borne the crown of thorns to deliver us from our sinful flesh. Our worrying unbelief, and our selfish conceit. Here Jesus plants his seed in us, even himself, that through faith in him we may have a new and clean heart, that we are counted righteous and holy before God. This is the good soil that bears fruit, him in whom Christ dwells with his Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen.